National Science Week has been officially launched at QuestCon in Canberra. A record number of events have been registered across the country to encourage Australians young and old to get involved in the STEM sector. Canberra reporter Noah Saccombe was at the launch event earlier this week.
3, 2, 1. Happy National Science Week!
With a leaf blower and a floating beach ball of earth, National Science Week for 2025 was officially launched in Canberra. It's a mammoth effort to get an event of this size sorted out. Here's Alice, the coordinator, to give us an idea of the scale of this week.
I'm so excited that we've broken our all-time record for number of events registered this year. So in 2017, we had our previous high of about 2,150 already, and we've still got a few days to go before Science Week starts. We've cracked 2,200. So we are going to have the largest ever Science Week. There are events for every possible area of interest, every possible age group all around the country. So I'm really excited about the diversity of events that are on offer.
And to that point of it being a national event, how do you support those going out to the regions and the more remote areas of Australia?
The wonderful thing about Science Week is that it's a ground-up event. So people choose what events to run in their own communities. We do have some scientists who travel around, but mostly it's seeing the scientists that live in your community already and getting to know them. So there are scientists who live all over Australia doing all sorts of work. Science Week is really important because it gives people who work in science, and we mean that in the broadest possible way, there could be people working for land care, people working in fisheries, or people working in a lab, to share the work they love. It's also a really fun time to explore the science in things that people love already, the science of swing dancing, the science of rock climbing right here in Canberra. And I think that's a beautiful way to bring people who love science in and make them even more super fans. And in other respects, to show that everybody loves something that is related to science, we just need to reveal where those links are.
How important is it that we have this running every year?
Well, I'm probably biased, but I think National Science Week is my favourite week of the year. I've heard a number of people describe it as their science Christmas. It's such an exciting time because it lets scientists share the things they're passionate about with the wider community. But really importantly, it also lets them ground truth and check in on the impacts of their work on the wider community. So having a two-way discussion about science is what makes it better. So I think it is really important. That two-way communication also fills up the bucket of scientists. You know, I've worked in a lab. Some days it can get really tiring doing similar tests over and over and over again. This is a week where those scientists can see in real life why their science matters. They get enthused by the people they're talking to. That enthusiasm works back and forward, and everyone can celebrate and move forward.
National Science Week is a joint project between the Australian Science Teachers Association, the CSIRO, the ABC, and Questacon, running every year since its inception in 1997. The nation's chief scientist, Tony Haymet, says fostering an interest in science and the industry is essential for the future of the nation.
And it can boost our delivery of high-value, knowledge-intensive goods and services. And it provides the tools to protect our economy and the biodiversity that underpins our economy. In fact, science is a key building block in all five pillars of the government's productivity agenda. And it's a vital part of the Future Made in Australia initiative. But to realise these goals, we need a scientific workforce to help us get there. So I urge you to consider the many exciting careers in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and maths. We need people with all those skills across our economy because they are essential to Australia's future.
Grace Lethlane was one of the three experts to be invited up for a brief panel discussion. I spoke with Grace after the launch to find out what National Science Week means for her.
Explain your field of research and science.
Oh, it's tricky. People say, are you a scientist? And I think, well, I have a science degree. Does that make me a scientist? But I work at a company that's not-for-profit that I co-founded, and we help other people with innovations to get them to market. So it's a bit of a step back from being at the lab or the bench side or even the bedside. At Ant Health, we've worked with over 1,000 companies, of which some of them, much more than half, have made it. But I definitely do see good ideas every day, like literally every week, that won't make it for various reasons.
And in terms of today launching National Science Week, how did it feel to be asked to be on the panel for this?
Oh, this is the highlight of my year. I'm so excited and honoured to be here as a science nerd, to be at Questacon, to be opening National Science Week. Like, I was deeply moved. Like, I am so happy. My family's cheering me on. It's And it felt treated me so well today. I feel like a celebrity. It's been great.
You mentioned in the talk that what got you into this field to begin with was a National Science Week in the first place. Talk me through that experience.
Yeah, so I'm from a family of artists. Everyone in my family's an artist. My grandparents, my parents, my siblings. I'm the only like 9-to-5-er. And so, wow, they're amazing people. And I actually have used a lot of the arts thinking and creativity in my science life. I'd never even met a scientist or an engineer before in my day-to-day. And I went to public schooling. It wasn't something my parents' friends did or anything. And then a National Science Week talk came to the high school, a public high school, and I saw a female engineer and she was amazing, and I thought, oh my goodness, maybe I could do that. And I hadn't chosen the right final year subjects and I hadn't done all of the right things you had to do, and that doesn't matter because I was really passionate about it and Science Week changed my life.
Grace Lethlean, ending the report from Noah Saccombe. National Science Week begins on Saturday and runs until Sunday the 17th of August. Event details can be found at the National Science Week website.